god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Brad Powers checks in Fridays. All of your handicapping questions, tweet them. Use the hashtag AskBP. We will translate those to Brad. He will answer them for you. Good morning, sir. How you doing out there in Vegas?
Doing all right. How you doing on this fine Friday?
We are well. First question from Jim in Jupiter. He's fired up about his Florida State basketball team. He says, Brad, do you have a power rating in college basketball like you do in football? And if so, where does Florida State rank?
You know, I don't, just because, you know, I'm not on top of it in November and early December. You know, sometimes I've done it in the past, but I got to tell you, because Ken Pomeroy, an advanced analytics site, basically drives the market and is the market, I don't see the need to be an originator like I am with my own power ratings in college football. Ken Pom has Florida State number 19. Obviously, clearly, you know, they're one of the better teams. And obviously, when you look at Florida State, in a tougher conference, Leonard Hamilton is a guy that's been there, done that for the last two, three decades as far as college basketball. But certainly the Noles are on a roll. I mean, market was kind of against Florida State on Monday, and that was a nice win for the Noles there against Louisville. And that was coming off of a couple of really good performances against NC State and North Carolina. You know, a big game against Clemson on Saturday. Florida State's going to probably be about a six-point favorite in that one against Clemson, a Clemson team that's reeling. I mean, that's kind of two teams heading in opposite directions. I expect a lot of money to come in on Florida State tomorrow. Again, expecting the Noles to be about a six-point favorite.
Ken Pom is it. So anybody looking for data or power rankings and stuff, that's what you're saying, that is the market. That is
the market. That's the college basketball betting market. Now, you can take advantage of it because that is the market. You got to understand what are the weaknesses of a Ken Pom. Ken Pom doesn't handle injuries very well, doesn't handle fundamental changes very well on a team. Like, say, a guy's been out the whole season, then he comes in. And that's the weaknesses of Ken Pom that you can take advantage of. But basically, I mean, this is almost a known fact. Whatever Ken Pom projects out, your opening lines in college basketball are going to be almost exactly what Ken Pom's projections are. That's how powerful that website is.
Johnny Vegas down on the Emerald Coast. Brad, is UNLV's four-game win streak an upswing in the basketball season, or just is it against lesser competition and still just about a 500-type team?
Well, I like their head coach, and obviously it was a tough start to the season because of COVID with UNLV, you know, basically being out for about a month there. Not being able to play basically the entire month of December. You know, I'm going to chalk it more up as level of competition. They've played a couple of non-Division I teams and then, you know, a terrible New Mexico team. The thing that I would take away since they've come back here in early January, you know, the Colorado State, you know, the first series that they came back with, I mean, a couple of three-point losses on the road were easy covers for the running Rebs. I'd probably hang my hat on those two performances more than anything. And we're going to get a good look on how UNLV stacks up because they're going to play the best team in the Mountain West, Utah State, coming up on Monday and Wednesday. They're going to be, you know, a sizable home underdog in that one against the Aggies, and that'll be a true test of where UNLV, you know, currently sits. I like Otzelberger, their head coach. I think you're just going to have to give him another year because of, you know, COVID you know, kind of hurting and stunting the growth of the program this year, in my opinion.
Royal Payne says, Brad, when a team gets super hot like Alabama basketball, crushing teams, is there value in riding that wave?
I mean, there's been value. It's just the question is there going to continue to be value? I know a couple people are on two different fences here. On one side, you ride a streak. I mean, a team's red hot. They're it's just not that they got close wins. Like he mentioned, I mean, they've been dominant, 20-plus point wins the last three games for the Crimson Tide. Since they've been so dominant, I'm probably less likely to step in front of it. And why am I going to step in front of something like that? It's because, you know, eventually you're going to pay a premium in the marketplace on Alabama. So say they should be laying 11 because of, Alabama being so hot in their recent past, maybe you're laying 12 or 13. And they're going to be laying a pretty good number against Mississippi State. Without having that line available right now, I'm expecting them to be about a 12-point favorite against Mississippi State. I mean, here's a good barometer on whether or not you're paying a premium on Alabama. KenPom has Alabama by 12 tomorrow. If you wake up tomorrow morning and Alabama's laying 15, not saying that you should fade Alabama, but know full well if the line's like 14 or more, especially if it's at 15, you're starting to pay a premium in Alabama. A team coming off of a record performance, hitting, 23 three-pointers against LSU, technically I like to fade outliers like that, historical performances. So I'm going to wait and see after all the Alabama money comes into the market tomorrow, and I'm probably going to lean Mississippi State.
Stat was out about a week ago. North Carolina, Duke, Kentucky, none of them ranked. First time that those three together not ranked since 1961 was the stat. We know football's really, really chalky, and just some people complain about that. Is basketball hurt because those blue bloods are not what they should be this year?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely. In a year where TV viewing numbers are already down across the board in all sports, I mean, it helps to have some name recognition there. But, I mean, why are those teams down? I mean, it's just flat-out inexperience. I mean, that's what the three have in common. They're in the bottom 20, 25 teams out of 350 as far as in terms of experience. And, this was not an optimal year to rely on freshmen and sophomores on your roster with limited practice time and not being able to deal with all the other added factors and variables. People have asked me, hey, is there going to finally be value on those teams? I'm not sure it's going to ever – the light bulb is going to click on. I thought it was going to be the case for Kentucky after they'd won three straight, and then since then Kentucky's turned right around and lost three straight games for the Wildcats. So it's not going to be good for college basketball this year. I think what would be good for college basketball, and I'm not a guy for the little guy, but Gonzaga winning a national championship, I think would be, that would bring some, eyes, because Gonzaga is kind of a more of a name because of the last 20 years. I think that would be kind of cool for college basketball to have a program like Gonzaga winning it.
It's interesting, and not that there's a right or wrong way, but a Villanova winning it, which they've done several times, as we know, dating back to the infamous 85 season and then more recently as well, or a Gonzaga, that could never happen in college football, could it?
No.
I mean,
and people will point out the BYU. It's just BYU can't. What they did in 1984 can't happen really today. Number one, can they get in? Maybe they could have gotten in, because keep in mind, BYU, I believe, had won the last 11 games of 1983, so that got the momentum rolling. But BYU beat a 6-5 Michigan team. Can a BYU, for example, beat Alabama, turn right around and beat a Clemson? I don't see it happen.
BYU in 84, everybody, beat, as he said, a 6-5 Michigan team in the – it was in San Diego. What was the bowl that was in San Diego?
Yeah, Holiday Bowl.
The Holiday Bowl, which won them the – now, that was the vote, but won them the Natty that year.
Yeah.
That's how they – I mean, yeah, you're right. That's a once in a – several generations, and not that that BYU team wasn't really good, but just that circumstance really can't happen.
It can't. And, you know, people expecting, you know, the playoff were to have more inclusion. It's actually been the opposite. The old poll way, you know, I mean, you look at 84 BYU winning it, a 1990 Colorado and a Georgia Tech winning it. I mean, there was actually more parity in college football, you know, 30 years ago than what there is now.
Yeah, it was. If you go back, you can notice it's been chalky the whole way, but it was more wide open, as Brad is saying, back then. Because I mean, a Georgia Tech splitting it, even having a piece of now, Bobby Ross was a heck of a coach, and that was a really good team. They beat Nebraska in the bowl game, by the way, that year. But you're right. In today's climate, that seems beyond impossible.
Yeah, I mean, it seems dang near, you know, impossible for even the programs like a Michigan, and we've seen how far Notre Dame has to go. I mean, if you're not in that top four or five, I mean, the gap between them, and I mentioned this in a tweet a couple weeks ago, I mean, the gap between Alabama and, let's say, an Oklahoma who's number four in my power ranks, that's two touchdowns. I mean, that's the same gap as, you know, Oklahoma down to a TCU who's right around number 25 in a power rating, and the same gap between like a TCU at number 25 and, you know, like an Illinois who's like number 75. I mean, the gap between, you know, Alabama and a Clemson, you know, an historical team like Alabama or LSU last year and everybody else, I mean, I'm talking like the teams four and five. That gap is just as big as it's ever been in the history of college football.
We are heading to a break, but question before the break. Tennessee's football program, as we have been monitoring, has been in a free fall. It's been a disaster. But on Thursday, the announcement came out about Danny White getting hired, I guess Wednesday, Thursday, down at UCF from a very famous family. His dad, Kevin, was the former AD at Notre Dame, now at Duke, just announced his retirement. His brother is the AD at FAU. His brother is the head basketball coach at Florida, and his sister is on the SMU staff. That sounds like a really good hire for them in the midst of a whole lot of bad news.
Yeah, I mean, a really good hire. Surprised he would take the job because, you know, he's in a tough situation. We're going to see how, you know, how strict the NCAA, you have no idea what they're going to do. I mean, yeah. What seems like petty violations get punished, and what seems like, you know, stronger violations don't go unpunished. So, I mean, that's going to hang over, you know, the program a little bit. But as far as, you know, who they could have gotten at AD, I'm not sure that Tennessee could have made a better hire, Bill. So that certainly should give some optimism. Now, you know, when you got a good AD, obviously your chances of making a good hire at football head coach, it's certainly increased. It'd be interesting to see who takes it. Obviously, there's some group of five candidates out there that are very intriguing, starting with Hugh Freeze. I'm not sure that they go that route with an NCAA investigation hanging over their heads. But, you know, guys like Billy Napier, Jamie Chadwell, two guys out of the Sun Belt that have had good seasons, those would be interesting, intriguing candidates. But, yeah, I mean, I was surprised by the hire. So, you know, my level of optimism for Tennessee as far as the five-year plan is a lot better than what it was 3-4 days ago, but I'm still doubting what Tennessee football is going to be in 2021 with all the players entering the transfer portal.
We'll take the break. More Brad Powers and your handicapping questions as we continue. Use the hashtag AskBP, and we'll let you know how you can get all of his information. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're still seeing a lot of heavy traffic, but it's moving down through Millersville, Goodlettsville on 65. Southbound, all that traffic flow coming out of Robertson County through Sumner County. 14th at Church was blocked in Midtown a few minutes ago on an accident. 200 block at Stewart's Ferry Pike. Over in Donaldson, that's a non-injury accident. Still a lot of traffic coming in from Mount Julian, but it's moving better on 40 westbound up past OHB. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich now, available at Princess Hot Chicken. You can order online, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When it comes to great times with family and friends, Strike and Spare Family Entertainment keeps raising the bar. With five centers in Middle Tennessee, Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. And don't forget, with TVs located throughout, you can always keep up with your favorite teams as well. Also, Hendersonville at Circus World and now Murfreesboro in the old Sears building in Stones River Mall provide two enhanced experiences to enjoy, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, time freak, laser maze, and a virtual reality roller coaster. Looking for a place for a gathering? Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of activities and reunions. Other locations to serve you include Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, and the Tusculum area. For more information, you can visit them online at strikeandspare.com. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. And remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
The NFL family is committed to conversations and actions that advance social justice and move us towards a more equal and just tomorrow. The NFL created Inspire Change to reduce barriers to opportunity and create progress in police-community relations, criminal justice reform, education, and economic advancement. Join NFL players, clubs, and the league in ensuring that access to opportunity is a reality for all. It takes all of us to end racism and hate. Learn more at NFL.com/inspirechange.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Decreasing clouds, high 49. Clear tonight, low 26. Sunny tomorrow, high 48. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 33. Sunday, a chance of showers, high 55. Shower Sunday night as well. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Brad Powers with us, bradpowersports.com. I'll let you know how you can get all of his information. Brad, back to the Tennessee job, and there's the long list of names that people are throwing out. We'll find out soon enough who they select, but Tony Elliott at Clemson, the offensive coordinator who missed the championship or the semifinal game, I should say, with Ohio State, and it hurt them, obviously, in that game. Would he be the kind of candidate you would look at?
I mean, I always prefer guys with head coaching experience, but obviously, you know, he's been around the block at a high level for a long time. Good recruiter, which obviously is vital in today's day and age. I mean, if we're going to go the assistant coach route, I mean, that would certainly be an intriguing hire.
Yeah, and again, you know how vol Twitter is. I mean, if they find out there's a coach that they don't want, they go nuclear. And I haven't seen much.
Yeah,
like they did with Shiano. I haven't seen much on Elliott. I mean, people are just randomly throwing names out, which is fine. I mean, that happens with any opening out there. But the assumption is they cannot go after Hugh Freeze. There's an NCAA background there. Yeah. There's also – now here's something interesting, whether there's the actual truth or not. You do have a connection with Lane Kiffin in that his brother, I believe Brian – meaning Danny White's brother, Brian, is the AD at FAU, where Lane Kiffin was. Now, obviously, he's at Ole Miss now. But there is some talk, whether it's legit talk or not, of them circling back on a coach they once had in 2009 who was there for a year. And if we'll recall, did a pretty good job. I think they were 7-5 that year, Brad. And remember, Alabama's undefeated 09 national championship team, Tennessee was lining up for a field goal to beat them in that game. Got it blocked. I'm wondering if there's any validity to the Lane Kiffin rumor, so to speak.
Man, that would be – I mean, just because it's Lane Kiffin, I think it's greater than zero, but if it was anybody else, right. I would probably scoff at that. I mean, is Tennessee that much better of a job than Ole Miss at this point, Bill?
As of right now, you could question. Historically, it would be, for sure. But
oh,
as of right now.
Historically.
Right.
But now,
it's toxic.
And the expectations are going to be that much higher at Tennessee where, I mean, he's celebrated right now at Ole Miss for what he did this season. So, I put the chances. I am a gambling guy. I would put the chances of that at least 50-1. And it would normally be 500-1
right.
if it was anybody else.
Here's another one. Is there, and you can look during the break, any of the books that you peruse, do they have odds on coaches for Tennessee right now?
I have not seen anything recently, but I will look at that during the break. I'll have to go sort of say in faraway places. Nothing like that is available here, at least legally in the United States.
Rob in the 210, ask Brad, looking ahead to the playing portion of the season, which non-conference football game are you most looking forward to?
I mean, it's week one. Georgia-Clemson,
yep.
I think, is the game. I mean, Clemson's going to be favored. The question is by how much. I'm expecting probably in that 3-6 point range Clemson will be favored. I think some people probably be surprised by that, but I do think Clemson will be favored. Keep in mind, the Tigers are going to have all 11 starters back on defense, and they got their quarterback some experience, Uyunga Lele, a couple games this year. So, I mean, Clemson, you know, if I'm putting it, it's tough to make Alabama number two. But right now, I'm thinking I'm going to have Clemson as my preseason number one. And obviously, Georgia's going to be in the top five. So, I mean, that one, that's about as good as it gets. I know that the Florida State-Alabama game got a lot of hype several years ago as far as being the biggest, you know, opener ever. Clemson-Georgia will give it a run for the money as being one of the best season openers we've ever had in the history of college football. So that's the one for me that I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, they got – I think their last announcement at Clemson on defense was Nolan Turner, who said he's coming back. So you're – the secondary, every player – they started two true freshmen on the defensive line, and they actually played
well. They played well.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean,
and
so
– highly touted, highly rated guys. I mean, Clemson, the more I think about it, Clemson is probably going to be – especially with – I know Saban's accustomed to a lot of staff turnover, but – this is as much staff turnover as he's ever had across the board. I mean, when he's getting position coaches hired away, I mean, because of that, as good as Bryce Young is, I always question 5'11", 6-foot quarterbacks in today's day and age. I mean, unless you're Kyler Murray and can run around. So we'll see how, you know, dynamic Bryce Young is at quarterback for the Crimson Tide. But, yeah. The more I think about it, I think, you know, Clemson's going to be number one for me, and maybe number one by some margin. By margin, I'm meaning, you know, maybe 3 points ahead of the second best team in the country.
Perry Mason brings up a good point from the Orange Groves of America. He's a big Gator fan. But he said, Bill, Ole Miss is the better job at this point, especially with Arch Manning in waiting. Now, we don't know where Arch Manning's going, but you've got a monster Ole Miss connection for obvious reasons there, named after his granddad, Archie, sophomore down in New Orleans, who people have been talking about since he's, what, been 8 years old or whatever. Now, here's the flip side, Brad, and I lived this. When Peyton Manning, who was Johnny Five-Star back in the early 90s, everybody had to have him, rightfully so, when he shunned Ole Miss for Tennessee back then, that was personal. The Ole Miss fan base took it out on Archie. It was brutal. And Archie let him do what he wanted to do. But then they got Eli. Now, Eli wasn't as big a name recruit. He turned out very, very good. But that kind of softened everything. But if let me just play the fantasy thing here again. Total fantasy. If the Kiffin rumor thing has any legs, which, again, no idea, probably doesn't, and he ended up there, and then he ends up taking Arch Manning, what kind of nuclear bomb would that be?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have a new, very heated rivalry in the SEC. They don't play one another, but, man, the vitriol between especially Ole Miss towards Tennessee,
yeah,
that would be as bad as I've seen it. And that's saying something considering that conference.
Julia says, Bill, could you ask Brad how Vegas did its biggest gambling month in November when there was no tourism?
As far as betting on sports?
I guess. I didn't know that was a thing.
I'll have to look at that and see that actual number. But I do think, obviously, sports betting's taken off. And you know, the historical betting numbers for Vegas in October, because you had a bunch of sports going on at the same time in November. And there's that buildup because you had a lot of people not betting for 3, 4, 5 months. There, and they had some, you know, sort of say some cash burning a hole in their pocket. So that's part of it. But also, you know, how does it happen? Apps. I mean, you don't have to go to a sports book and lay down a wager. You don't have to leave the friendly confines of your own living room to make bets. So that plays a significant part. It is a little bit surprising, considering, you know, so many more states have it available now. But the only state that's really challenged and in fact surpassed the state of Nevada already is Jersey, but a lot of its population and just the demand for sports in the Northeast, particularly professional sports, is, you know, as high as it is anywhere in the country. So, it's a good industry to be in. There's a lot of things I disagree with what's becoming popular in the industry. So we'll see how that shakes out the next 5 years. But Vegas is doing okay, and I've said this multiple times. As far as sports betting in Vegas, it's all fine until California legalizes it and gets their act together. That'll be the thing that hits this state.
I was going to ask you that right before the break here. You've mentioned it before about California, but is it anticipated that they will have that cleared within the next year or not?
No, not even close. So, I mean, California is probably more on the 5-year horizon instead of the next year or two.
See, and I don't understand that. That's a incredibly liberal state. You would think that would be a no-brainer. Just what's the? I mean, I don't know the politics of it all, but I wonder what the holdup is. It's revenue-wise, it's only good.
Yeah, you know, it is political, and I think it's something because there are a couple casinos a couple of the Indian casinos.
Right.
I don't know if there's a hang up there. I know that's an issue in the state of Florida.
Right.
I'm guessing it's an issue in the state of California as well.
Brad, take us to break. Tell everybody how they can get your info.
Yep, bradpowersports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. Two things available. First off, if you want daily updates as far as college hoops, you can check that out. That's my VIP service. So that's every single day you're getting an email from me. That's $99. You're covered through the championship game. The other thing is what I talk about each and every week. That's just a weekly update, but it's in a newsletter format. It's college football. It's the NFL. Early bird special price, which will be going up after the Super Bowl, $69. BradPowersports.com. Click on the Bill King tab.
Coming right back with Brad. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. The police are still behind this white van up against the wall, sitting in a tricky spot. Watch for it here on 65 northbound at Harding Place. Traffic still moving right along, 65 down through Madison. It got a little bit busy earlier, 65 south there through Millersville, 14th and Church Street. That wreck should be cleared in just a few minutes. Watch your speed, I-40 coming out of Dixon County up through Kingston Springs on I-40 eastbound. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies will be hosting Sleep with the Sharks March 27th. All the details at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now that we've put 2020 in the rear view, there's no better place to celebrate than Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Nashville Hotel, located 5th Avenue downtown. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. Book your table now for the most romantic Valentine's Day ever. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Pennington Distilling Company is a proud sponsor of WNSR's Pickin' with the Pickers with Greg Pogue and John Burton. Pickers Vodka, Pickers Unplugged Seltzers, and canned cocktails are all available and made right here in Nashville, along with the award-winning Davidson Reserve line of whiskeys and Whisper Creek, Tennessee Sippin' Cream. Learn more by touring the distillery in the nation's neighborhood, by following Pennington Distilling Company on social media, or online at PenningtonDistillingCo.com.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
In my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
When it comes to the college football playoff, he's for exclusion, not inclusion. It's Bill King.
Brad Powers joins us Fridays right here in this hour. Always a pleasure to have him, whether it's in the football season or the non-plague portion of the season. Again, he transfers over to basketball, and is college basketball easier to bet or more profitable to bet, more winnable than college football in general through the years?
Yeah, in general, I think it is. I mean, I can tell you this. If I wasn't a football guy, if I had no allegiance to any sport, and if you were asking me, I want to make money betting on sports, right? You know, what should I do? I think picking a couple of smaller conferences in college hoops, going to work on that is the most profitable way to do anything. You know, I don't want to say unfortunately, because I choose to be a football guy. I mean, that's just where my passion is. And in an industry where you could take your lumps, you have to have some sort of passion. Otherwise, it becomes a job, sort of say. So, if I would have to, in order for me to be really good, I mean, I'm talking, world class at college basketball. Ideally, I would stop betting football in late October and early November and just focus on college basketball from that point forward. But, yeah, I would say of any of the major sports out there, professional or the, college basketball, college football, college basketball, particularly smaller conferences, is the way to go.
Give me an example. MAC football. Would MAC football be, as far as Vegas setting the lines now, sharper than, let's say, an equal basketball college, MAC basketball, would be from a Vegas setting the lines point of view? Are they not? Is it simply they're not as good at it in basketball as they are football?
Yep, that's exactly it. Mac football, certainly sharper than Mac basketball. And also, Mac football gets a lot of attention because of weekday games.
Yeah.
They have to have a clue because the handle on some of those Mac games on a Tuesday, Wednesday night, are pretty big. I mean, if you're stack ranking them in a week as far as the most bet games of the week, I'm sure they're right or in the top 10, to be honest with you. Not top five, but probably in the top 10. So, yeah, certainly that's a sharper market than Mac basketball.
So you're just saying it's easier for folks like you who study it to take advantage of it in basketball?
Certainly. And I get my edges probably starting February is when you give me a month because I'm a workaholic. You give me a month to really start analyzing it and getting a feel for the teams. That's when I start taking off as far as finding value. And then, probably the favorite week as far as finding value and betting of any week the entire year, as far as professional bettors, their favorite week is conference championship week in college basketball. That is their favorite week to bet and usually the most profitable week of any sport. Not necessarily the NCAA tournament. We're talking just conference championship week. Why? Because there's so many unknown factors. You don't know who's playing who. The lines are, put up, a few hours before the game. And there's often, short windows to take advantage, but there's a lot of things to take advantage. So that is the one week of the year that professional bettors really look forward to as far as finding value.
Yeah, because the conference tournaments, unless you are desperate and you need it to get in, like Kentucky probably will be, You question everybody's motives. There's quite a few coaches out there that hate the tournament, the conference tournament, heading to the yep. NCAA tournament, you know?
And keep in mind, a lot of times you're paying premium. The whole world knows this team needs to win, a game or two to get in the NCAA tournament. And do you really want to bet on a team that's on the bubble to begin with? Why? Because they're inconsistent and they're not that good. And now it's a high-pressure situation and you want to pay a premium on those teams? Usually the professionals find value fading those teams in those spots.
Major moves checking in over in West By God, Virginia. Guys, why would Arch Manning choose either UT or Ole Miss when he could go to Bama? I have no idea. I mean, I don't know what – the thing about him, Brad, is the Mannings have gone through this forever. Starting with, obviously, famous Archie Manning at Ole Miss and then the Saints, and then with Peyton and then with Eli. So they're protecting this kid. I, Brad, I know you don't search out recruits every day in your spare time necessarily, but I've yet to see an interview with this kid. They're not going to let him talk to anybody.
Yeah, and he's 2023, right?
Yeah, he's just a sophomore right now.
Yeah.
Junior-to-be.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get the fanfare. I mean, you will from the media and stuff, but as far as
right.
You're not going to get it from his side of things, sort of saying. It's not going to be some big public display like Jimmy Clausen at the College Football Hall of Fame and whatnot. So, who knows? I mean, I'll say this. Lane Kiffin, wherever he's at, would be – very viable with what he's done, as far as quarterbacks. But the rich do get richer in college football. The chances of Arch Manning, going to Bama or an Ohio State or whatnot, he won't go to Ohio State because they got the kid from Texas the year prior. But the chances of him going to one of those is far greater than what it would be in a normal, 20, 25 years ago, where an Ole Miss and a Tennessee could sign an elite, five-star number one recruit.
Who was more overrated, Jimmy Clausen or Ron Powlis?
Wow. Oh, man.
I think Powlis.
That's a good question. Yeah, Powlis got hurt. I mean, they say that he was unbelievably – was going to be the starter on the 93 team, but then broke his collarbone right before, in camp in August and just wasn't the same, and then broke the collarbone again later that season. I'll chalk it up to injury, but guy was a 4-year starter, and wasn't surrounded by the same amount of talent as what Lou had, earlier in his career at Notre Dame. But Jimmy's, I'll say this, Bill. I mean, Jimmy's junior season throwing the football to Golden Tate and Michael Floyd was as good of a passing season that I've seen from any Notre Dame quarterback. Now, they didn't win a lot of games and whatnot, but as far as throwing the football down the field and being accurate, that was as good a season I've ever seen a Notre Dame quarterback throwing the football his junior season.
Those are some names. Golden Tate, who's from here, played at John Paul High School. And Michael Floyd came out of Minnesota, and everybody in America, he was Johnny Five Star. Everybody wanted to have him, and he pretty much lived up to what he was supposed to be, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then some. I mean, even though he battled some injuries and whatnot and some off-field issues, but, I mean, the all-time leading receiver, I think, in Notre Dame history, yeah, he did all right. And, you know, my frustration is, you know, Weiss, obviously, far less, inferior coach to Kelly. But as far as getting elite talent at the skill position, I mean, far superior to Kelly. I mean, put those types of players at the skill position as far as recruiting and put them on these Notre Dame teams the last 3-4 years. And I'm not saying Notre Dame wins a national championship, but these games are a lot more competitive. I'll put it that way.
Brad, we'll let you run here. Tell everybody one more time how they can get all of your information.
Yeah, if you're looking for college basketball, college football, or the NFL, got you covered. You're going to go to bradpowersports.com, click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page. You can download past issues of my newsletter for free. If you like what you see, you can sign up again at bradpowersports.com, Bill King tab at the top of the page.
There you go. Appreciate it, Brad. See you next week.
All right. Take care, Bill.
Always excellent on Fridays. Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com. Crazy Charlie, here's what we will do. We'll take the break and finish her up for the week right here, right now. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. The police are still behind this white van up against the wall, sitting in a tricky spot. Watch for it here on 65 northbound at Harding Place. Traffic still moving right along, 65 down through Madison. It got a little bit busy earlier, 65 south there through Millersville, 14th and Church Street. That wreck should be cleared in just a few minutes. Watch your speed, I-40 coming out of Dixon County up through Kingston Springs on I-40 eastbound. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies will be hosting Sleep with the Sharks March 27th. All the details at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, listen up, football fans. I got the perfect way to make the playoffs even more exciting this weekend. It's called Same Game Parlay Bets. They're available only at FanDuel Sportsbook. A Same Game Parlay Bet lets you combine multiple bets from a single game for an even bigger win during the first round of the playoffs. You can combine the money line, the over-under, and player props all in one parlay. And best of all, FanDuel let you place a Same Game Parlay Bet risk-free. All FanDuel customers, you can get up to $10 back on your bet if you don't win. Playoffs are the perfect time to get one. I love the ease of use, easy to register, easy to deposit, easy to find your bet, easy to get your money within 24 hours after you win. And download that FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up to get started. Be sure to use my promo code Greg P to sign up.
What's that promo code again, Greg?
John B, it is GP Greg P. Greg P, yes it is.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
At the Home Depot's Days of Doing Winter Bath event, it's never been easier to turn a small project into a big improvement. Start with a wide selection of stylish vanities from only $139. New low prices on faucets starting at only $59. Why not do something nice for your bathroom, your budget, and yourself? Come to the Winter Bath event, going on now at the Home Depot at homedepot.com/bath. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Valid through February 28th while supplies last.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and this week features news from Pit Bull joining NASCAR, paint schemes coming out of the Hendrick Motorsports camp, as well as what happened at this past weekend's Chili Bowl. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, gang, I'm Brendan Gaughan, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Don't forget to like us at facebook.com/thefinallap. We'd appreciate it. Every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Decreasing clouds, high 49. Clear tonight, low 26. Sunny tomorrow, high 48. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 33. Sunday, a chance of showers, high 55. Shower Sunday night as well. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
NSR.
Do you like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Have you registered and downloaded the FanDuel Sportsbook app yet? You need to do it. Something we don't talk about much here. It's not part of what we do much here, but I'm a big Conor McGregor fight. Love watching him. And you've got that McGregor-Dustin Poirier rematch this Saturday. So what are you thinking? McGregor first round again by TKO, or does Poirier make him tap? Probably not. But you can make these bets on FanDuel Sportsbook. They've got many different ways to get in on the action. Right now, when you open a FanDuel account, new users can unlock 25-1 odds on either fighter to win. That means you can turn $5 into $125. It's going to be fun. That rematch is going to be very interesting, and you'll want to bet all fights, all the big fights, this one or any of the others, on FanDuel Sportsbook. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Use the promo code BKING, B-K-I-N-G, to unlock 25-1 odds. That's FanDuel Sportsbook. And the promo code, again, B-K-I-N-G. You got to be 21. Got to be present in the state of Tennessee. New users only. Max bonus $125. Minimum $10 first deposit required. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. It's a good deal. We've got a long-term relationship with FanDuel here at the mothership, WNSR radio station. They've been good partners of ours. Looking at the markets now, the pre-market, the S&P was down 25-ish, 24-25. It's down to around 12 right now, but it's still red. We've had a decent run-up here last couple of days. Hope some of you took advantage of just randomly yesterday, somebody in the audience said, "Bill, how about a couple of tips out there? Give me some news. Give me something." Tiger is down about a dollar, but yesterday when I alerted you, it was around $14.90. It got up to $18.50 yesterday, and it's down now. Rob, did it get up this morning, Rob? Rob just sent me. I didn't see it at the opening. Did it? Was it up? Yeah, Rob said this morning, maybe, was it pre-market or something? But it's around $17.50 right now. So those of you who missed it, take a look at this pullback and see what you can do if you're interested. TIGR. It's basically the Chinese Robin Hood, meaning brokerage. And it's got a ton of growth potential. If 2 ways you can attack this. You can wait for the pullback. It's down about a dollar right now today. We'll see how this day develops. Or start small and on another pullback, then you can average down some. Yeah, but I like that one a lot. I like Kern as a devil's lettuce stock too, K-E-R-N. It's been pulling back some. It was flirting around 650-ish. It's down around 580 right now. It's very inexpensive. But the wheat stocks at the moment aren't all excited, but they will be. Got to understand, under this administration, you're probably going to have lots of freedom when it comes to the devil's lettuce. Lot more than you had. It's been loosening up through the years anyways, but it's going to get even looser. And these stocks are ones that might not excite you right now, but you may want to get a position for when they get happy, which it's coming. Yeah, in general, it's coming. And let me just take a quick look here. Yeah, Tesla's down a couple of points. No worries. Nah, that one doesn't bother me. There's also, this relates to Walmart getting into the healthcare business, Clove, C-L-O-V. It hasn't been doing much. It's been either flat or slightly down for maybe a week or so. It's going to take off at some point. Do a little research on that one, too. C-L-O-V. So there you go, y'all. But those of you who took advantage of my TIGR yesterday, you done, as we would say in the South, you done real good. 614 Rob up in Ohio. Bill, I like an occasional trip to McDonald's for a Diet Coke and a cheeseburger. The fries sound good, too, but I can't stand having to clean up fries in my cars. I don't worry about it. Just let them fall. They fall between the seats. Later, you find a stale one. Months later, you're vacuuming, and there's a fry. I've gotten over that. Man, when you have 7 kids, you don't worry about French fries spilling. That's not a big deal at all. Speaking of Diet Coke, I don't know why I thought of this. I was on Twitter yesterday. Now, I don't know who the reporter was. It was a couple of guys, and they said during the Orange Man presidency, they were in the Oval Office with him, and there was on his desk, the Orange Man, he's got a red button, and they never knew what that red button, did you see this? They never knew what it was for. And finally, while they were talking, he pressed the red button, Orange Man did, and somebody came in immediately with a nice tray and a Diet Coke on it. That's what that red button was for. Is that kind of like Saban? Hey, you've heard the story. This is true. If you're lucky or unlucky enough, depending on what the deal is, to be invited into Saban's office, which I would assume very, very few ever have that opportunity. Kevin Hagan's done it. Saban had built in, when he got there, a button that he pushes that closes the doors behind you when you come in. It's kind of spooky. It's true. It's kind of like a James Bond thing. Nick will now see you, sir. The door's open. There he is in the back of the office at his desk, probably staring at you. You come in, all of a sudden, without anybody, like, touching a doorknob or anything, the door is closed behind you, and now it's just you and Nick. And you're wondering if you did something bad, if you're about to get a scolding. Now, I'm not kidding. I was reading that yesterday about, I don't know who it was, some reporter. I didn't recognize who it was. But they were, and there was two of them in there in the Oval Office, and said they kept thinking, they weren't talking about it, but they were looking like, what is that red button that Orange Man has on his desk? And it's, if he pushes it, somebody is on call with a cold, fresh Diet Coke. I cannot stand Diet Coke. It tastes awful. It's supposed to be terrible for you, too. Shannon, up in South Bend. Bill, I'm going to start delivering my kids' allowance in McDonald's paper bags. May include a Big Mac in there, too. Might get more chores done around the house. Somebody. And oh, M. Roos. M. Roos keeps changing his name here, and I can't figure out it. Okay. M. Roos says, Bill, Ryan Day confirms that Greg Madison is retiring at the end of the month. Yeah, Greg's on up there age-wise. He's had a really good career. Very good D-line coach. Oh, Madison, how many places has he been? He was at Notre Dame, obviously at Michigan, recently Ohio State. He was at Madison, wasn't he? He was at Florida with Urban Meyer for a while. And really, for the most part, everywhere he's been an excellent coach. Allen in Tampa. Bill, can we buy some pole assassin stock? I don't know what that symbol would be. I'm scared to know what it would be. Probably don't want to know what it would be. Perry Mason. Bill, McDonald's breakfast is fire and cheap. Breakfast burrito is $1.81, and that includes a large water. Gosh. This all stems from supposedly recruits when they visited the campus at Tennessee. Football recruits were given cash in bags, McDonald's bags. That's supposedly the story. It is yet to be properly corroborated, although I was told that ain't no lie. At CrazyCharlie615 on Twitter. Markets right now, S&P. Yeah, wouldn't you know, they flipped the page on me right when I said S&P. Down about 10. Was down around mid-20s. Yeah, be careful now. This is a volatile market, but you can do pretty well if you're nimble. You got quick feet. At Billis King on Twitter, last bit of advice going into the weekend, do not, under any circumstance, short Tesla. That means you're an idiot. Large Bob.